Marine science now. After hatching on beaches, baby sea turtles toddle off into the sea, not to be seen again until years later when they return dinner plate-sized to coastal areas. Now, scientists have used solar-powered satellite tags to track where these sea turtles go. Harriet Johnson spoke to the University of Central Florida's Kate Mansfield.
Historically, it's been a really difficult problem because the available technology just hasn't been small enough or light enough. Because we were able to use solar-powered tags, it reduced the need for really large batteries that are often sometimes as big as the turtles. This allowed us to use a much smaller tag. But what we ended up having to do, too, is also address an issue of the turtles' growth. These little guys are growing fairly quickly. What stays on a larger turtle for up to 4 years, these little guys would shed it within 1 to 2 weeks. So we had to come up with something that was a little bit different. We made the connection with keratin, which is the material that our fingernails are made of, as well as turtle shells. My collaborator is known for her pedicures and realized that we should give her manicurist a call. Her manicurist recommended an acrylic base coat, and it worked really well. So we created a flexible attachment that would allow for about 2 to 5 centimeters of shell growth.
Publishing in the Proceedings of the Royal Society Bee Journal, they were able to monitor the behavior, whereabouts, and temperature of 17 loggerhead turtles from when they began their ocean adventure for up to 220 days. So where did they go?
Initially, they entered into the Gulf Stream, which is a fast-moving current off the east coast of the U.S. It's part of the North Atlantic subtropical gyre, which is a current system that rings the whole northern Atlantic. And what was originally thought and understood was that the turtles would just remain in the outer currents of this big gyre ring. But our study showed that a number of the turtles ended up entering into the center of the gyre, into areas associated with the Sargasso Sea. So that was something that was a little different than expected.
Kate Mansfield at the University of Central Florida speaking with Harriet Johnson.